Hillsdale, Michigan, here on the campus of Hillsdale College. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Friday, April 19th, 2019. Three big things you need to know right now. Three, Donald Trump, Bernie Sanders getting some big bucks from Michigan donors as the presidential race heats up, shaping up to be a battleground state once again. How much cash is flowing their way? We'll let you know. Two, it's a problem here. It's a problem everywhere. Opioids. Now, the Trump administration announcing a program to reduce deaths from opioid overdoses by 40% over 3 years in hard-hit communities across several states. A step in the right direction. And number one, that Mueller report's been released, perhaps you've heard. And as expected, a whole bunch of nothing in there to back up 2 years of unhinged speculation and fear-mongering by the media. Hey, it turns out our president is not a Russian agent. Shouldn't that be really good news for everyone? And here we are on Friday, April 19th. Thank you for joining us here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. My name is Scott Bertram, filling in for Steve, and happy to be here as we close out the week on what turns out to be a pretty big Friday in terms of news, or at least a big Thursday turning into a big Friday in news after the release of the Mueller report yesterday. Did you read the whole thing? No, of course you haven't. Who's got 450 pages worth of stuff to, who's got time, I should say, to read 450 pages worth of stuff and actually understand what it says? Others have. Some have looked for highlights. We'll get into a whole bunch of that as we get going through the show today, so stick around. Also, many people joining us today on the old program. Curtis Hoke from the MRC Media Research Center. The media reacting to the Barr presser yesterday and the release of the Mueller report. Ross Marchand is with us, the Director of Policy for Taxpayers Protection Alliance, both in Hour 1. In Hour 2, Dr. Lauren Wright, lecturer in politics and public affairs at Princeton University. We'll talk with her about Mueller and more. Liz Harrington from the RNC, national spokeswoman. And then in Hour 3, Philip Wegman from Real Clear News, writer there. Scoop on the DNC and how they're going to hold debates this year. And we'll also talk Mueller with him. Tom Shields in Hour 3, too, president of the Marketing Resource Group. A new poll on the state of public opinion in Michigan. We'll discuss with Tom coming up in Hour number 3 today. My name is Scott Bertram, and if you don't know who I am, well, I fill in frequently for Steve. You can also find me here on the campus of Hillsdale College, where I serve as the, I should know my title, right? I serve as the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College. And I also lecture in journalism, which means that I teach a little bit in the journalism department. You can also find my work in other places, like over at National Review, where I host a podcast called Political Beats. We talk with people in and around the world of politics. Not about anything political whatsoever, but only about their favorite band, their favorite artist. We step away from politics a bit. Recent episodes on a band that some of you might know, LCD Sound System, also the Black Crowes. And coming up on Monday, an episode on Marvin Gaye, which we're pretty proud of. That'll be out on Monday, the Marvin Gaye episode of Political Beats. Find it at nationalreview.com and elsewhere. And then the brand new thing, very proud about this. And so are people here around Hillsdale. We've started here at Hillsdale College a brand new weekend radio show across the country, and also a weekly podcast, which is out on Fridays. And today's Friday, so how about that? It's called the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. You can actually hear it on many of these fine radio stations. But if you can't, you can also get it via podcast. SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and now, just recently, via Spotify as well. Search for the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. We talk with people here on campus, our faculty, our staff. We talk with people who are not on campus, friends of Hillsdale, that we want to highlight. And it's a pretty good, it's a pretty good roundup. We try to bring you to the campus of Hillsdale without you actually being here. That's the point. What are we talking about? What are we discussing in classes? What are we discussing about current events? This week's episode, Timothy Dolch is with us, who's our physics professor, one of our physics professors. We talk about the black hole picture. Christopher Scalia, the son of Antonin Scalia, with us to talk about his new book on faith. We discuss also the history of the book with Mark Meyer, who's one of our lecturers in English and also assistant to the provost, and a whole bunch more. That's on the Radio Free Hillsdale Hour. I invite you to check it out. But not before, of course, not before the end of the Steve Gruber Show. We will try to get to some audio clips from yesterday, although full disclosure and a little behind the curtain here, we had a little technical problem this morning, which means that some of my prep time, and I prepped like a monster. I don't know. I prepped like a maniac for these shows. And but part of the prep this morning was taken up by troubleshooting out that technical issue. So do our best to get you some audio. If not, we, of course, will bring you reaction and insight from people who have read and have looked at the Mueller report. The one thing I wanted to mention, and where is I'm a little behind. Where is this clip? There was one piece that people kept pointing to yesterday. Here it is. And I wanted to make sure we hit this early and often because you might be hit with this today. There's a line here, a Fox News story. President Trump. President Trump said his presidency was finished when he was told of Mueller's appointment by then Attorney General Jeff Sessions. According to notes written by Jody Hunt, who is Sessions' chief of staff, when Sessions told the president that a special counsel had been appointed, the president slumped back in his chair and said, quote, well, quoting what the notes say, "Oh, my God, this is terrible. This is the end of my presidency. I'm blanked," the report says. The president became angry and lambasted the attorney general for his decision to recuse himself from the investigation, saying, "How could you let this happen, Jeff?" Now, many on the left and the media, though I repeat myself, are pointing to this as evidence that President Trump did something terrible and did something wrong and knew it, and knew that if the special investigator was assigned to the case, that he would be found out and impeached, and this right here is the smoking gun. What they don't tell you is what is written just after that. The president returned to the consequences of the appointment and said, quote, again, but from the notes, "Everyone tells me if you get one of these independent counsels, it ruins your presidency. It takes years and years, and I won't be able to do anything. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me," unquote. So if you want to point to the first part about the president saying it's the end of my presidency, I'm blanked, you have to point to the second part, in which he explains why he said that. He didn't say that because he was colluding and they were going to find out he was in league with Vladimir Putin and this was terrible. He said that because he had been told, and probably rightly so, that a special investigator is a detriment to your presidency. You can't get things done the way you would if you were acting free and clear, so to speak. If you get one of these, it ruins your presidency. It takes years and years, and I won't be able to do anything, especially in the first 2 years or so of a presidency when most big things get done. He wasn't lamenting the fact that he was going to be found. He was going to be revealed. He was lamenting the fact he couldn't do anything in his presidency because of the special investigator being assigned. If you tell the first part, you have to tell the second part. That's how it goes, usually. I'm Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
So, you're finally ready to lose weight. Maybe it's so you won't need medication for diabetes, blood pressure, or high cholesterol. Or maybe it's just to look and feel better. Whatever your reason, MyPureHealthSolutions.com can help. MyPureHealthSolutions.com will customize a weight loss program designed specifically to tackle the hormonal imbalances that cause you to be overweight. It's a program that can be done anywhere, on any schedule. Learn more today at MyPureHealthSolutions.com. MyPureHealthSolutions.com. That's MyPureHealthSolutions.com.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds, and most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals, but I learned to push through. and that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.